Jesse Jacob is an assistant professor of infectious diseases at Emory University School of Medicine. He's part of a program that works with laboratories in the Atlanta area to look for, collect data, and provide feedback on CRE. He says CRE infections are from a family of germs which normally live harmlessly in the digestive system. But if they get outside of the digestive system, Jacob says they can cause pneumonia, bloodstream, and urinary tract infections.
These infections can be serious. There are reports, several reports, that suggest that up to 40 to 50% of patients who get serious infections with CRE die.
Jacob says to become infected, a person has to be exposed to CRE bacteria.
The most severe ones are the ones that get into the blood, and those are often associated with catheters that are placed in veins. You can get infections from wounds after surgery. Remember that this lives in the intestines. And so if you have surgery in the intestines, they can get out that way as well.
And Jacob says CRE has been found in Atlanta hospitals.
It varies. Some hospitals haven't seen it at all. Some hospitals have seen a few, one or two, and some hospitals have seen more.
However, because the program is voluntary, Jacob says he's not allowed to say which hospital CRE has been found in. A CDC Vital Signs report examined data from a five-month period during 2011 in three communities, including Atlanta. Out of 72 positive cultures for CRE, 59 came from Atlanta. To prevent CRE from becoming more widespread outside of hospitals, the CDC is encouraging healthcare providers to take precautions around patients with CRE, ensure frequent hand washing, and to remove temporary medical devices such as catheters and ventilators as soon as possible. Michelle Worth, WABE News.